Parshas Sovim Vayelech, as you notice, is a very different format, very different form of Parshas that we've been used to in the rest of the Torah. First of all, obviously by the size, and Sovim is 40 Pesukim, Vayelech is 30 Pesukim, but the message is something that is extremely timely. Parshas and Sovim is known as Parshas HaTshuva. In fact, Atin et Sovim Hayoim is a gematria, work out in your own time. La moed l'slichus. Atem netzovim hayoim is a gematria la moed l'slichus. Matzoi Shabbos. Parshas netzovim is, every year, but certainly, rubber de rubber, most of the years, is a time that Matzoi Shabbos, we start saying slichus. And so the real question is, how do we connect our parasha? What do we learn from our parasha on a practical level for us to approach Rosh Hashanah in a healthy and healthy position with regards to our responsibilities for tshuva and point us how to do tshuva. So the parasha begins as follows. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem lifnei Hashem alekeichem. You're all standing here today lifnei Hashem alekeichem, before Hashem alekeichem. So as you know, Hashem is a lashon of rachamim. Elekeichem is a lashon of din. So what does it mean? You stand in front of Hashem, lifnei Hashem, elekeichem, lifnei Hashem. What does that mean? Lifnei Hashem, elekeichem. So the Shlach Kodesh gives a beautiful moshel. The Shlach Kodesh says he brings a moshel of a border town that thrived on smuggling. It was a border town that was between two countries, and they had tunnels or they had ways of smuggling different stuff over the border at night, and they thrived on smuggling from one country to the other. And there was one inspector there who lived in the town, who was a customs inspector, and he was very friendly with the townspeople, and he, to an extent, turned a blind eye. He let them do what they did. He didn't cause them too much trouble. But the word came through that the king or the authorities were sending a very serious investigative group to find out what was going on in this border, and they're making a major crackdown. And he heard about this, and he warned the townspeople that you should know in a month's time there's some serious shake-up going to happen, some serious stuff is going to happen, and therefore I very, very strongly suggest that you first of all stop what you're doing, and obviously get rid of anything that you may have illicit in your homes, because if they do catch you, you're in a lot of trouble. And most people took his word for it. Most people listened, and they took heed, and they stopped what they were doing, and they reorganized their finances. And lo and behold, a month later, the inspectors made a swoop down on the village, swoop down on this town, and they found that people wasn't as bad as they originally thought, but there were certain people there who totally ignored the advice, and they carried on in their merry ways. And they carried on smuggling. When they came to their homes, they found their homes full of illicit stuff, full of stuff that had been smuggled, and they came down very strongly. When they came to court, what they couldn't understand was that standing against them in a prosecution was their friend, who until now had been sort of turning a blind eye and being friendly with them. He himself was standing there and accusing them and bringing them and requesting very serious punishments for their crimes. And a judge passed it and it gave them very serious punishments. And he came to him after and said, "I don't understand. You know, you've been so kind to us, so benevolent, been so one of us, and all of a sudden, you know, you've turned against us. What's going on?" He said, "Because I warned you. I warned you. He didn't listen to me. And therefore, your own worst enemies, if you're foolish enough, after warning, not to change and not to become a better individual, then you only got yourself to blame. And in fact, it is a abuse. You have the fact that you ignored me, I am so offended by that. They didn't take me seriously that you deserve to get punished more than you would have been punished without me saying anything. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem lifnei Hashem alekeichem." This is a parasha which continues after the last parasha. Ushmatim istivre habris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at the end of parashas Kisavoy. You should do all the mitzvahs. And it comes to a time where atem nitzavim, that you are standing hayoim kulchem lifnei Hashem alekeichem. What's lifnei? Lifnei means before. There's going to be a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you that you're going to all be standing in front of him. As we find in, you know, we say, Kavakoras Roya Edroi, every single one of us are going to be judged. There's no way of hiding. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take the shofar. What shofar? Shofar means shifru maseichem, improve your actions. Chitshu maseichem, become new of your actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us. And if we don't take heed, then Hashem becomes a lekechem. The one who has had midas harachmim till now becomes midas adin. If we don't take the warnings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Elul and we ignore it, then not only are we just the same position as we were beforehand, we're going to get punished for not doing tshuva. So lifnei Hashem alekechem, realize that lifnei Hashem is right now. But if we don't do tshuva, the rachamim turns alekechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us for not taking this warning seriously. Carries on a pasuk. Just before that, the Bala Musa say very nicely, the last Shabbos of the week of the year, this is the last Shabbos of the year. One can learn from the way Yaakov Avinu told Binyamin, his son, before he was going to be taken to Yosef. Yaakov thought that's it. He gave up. He was afraid that he'll never see his son again. And Yaakov, with a very heavy heart, suggested that Binyamin takes with him various things that will change the opinion and change the din, as it were, of what Yosef will have towards his brother. And the Parsha says in the Parsha of Vayigash, in Vayeshev, sorry, not Vayeshev, it's Miketz. In Perik Mem Gimel Pasuk Yudalef. Vayoyma Aleim Yisrael Aviem. Im Kain, if that's the case, in other words, if you're trapped in a position that you don't know how you're going to get out of this, Eifo Zois Asu, this is what you should do. Kuchu Mizimras Oretz, take from the Zimras Oretz. What's Zimras Oretz? Take from the thing that the land is blessed with, bichlehem, in your vessels. For hiridu, and take le ish mincha, to take this man a mincha, a gift, ma'atzori, bit of tzori, parched corn, ma'atvash, nechoyes v'loit boit mishkedim. So Rashi, yeah, different things to bring favor to Yosef. So the Bala Musa say like this, that before we stand, and we don't know what our dinner is going to be, the last Shabbos of the year, we should have a zois asu. This is what you should do. And the pasuk says, and this will bring rachamim. And the pasuk says, and kel shada yitin lachem rachamim lifnei ha'ish. And the kel shakai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's shakai? Shakai is a loshon misha oma letzore seyem die. Misha oma lo ilomai die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said to the world, die. To be, in other words, he made the world perfect to the extent that everything is an exact amount. Yoimel etzoros seyem dai, should say to our tzoros dai. The kel shakai, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is so careful in creating the world, should say to our tzoros dai. Yitin lechem rachman ifnei ha'ish, should give you rachman. How? By fulfilling these three things. First of all, zois asu kuchum zimras oretz. Take me zimras oretz. What's in zimras oretz? Zimras oretz is also known as zmiris of shiros, which is shpochis, praise, and tefillah. In other words, this Shabbos, concentrate on Zimras Oretz, concentrate on the Zmiras, concentrate on Shevach Vahidot of Kodesh Baruch Hu, concentrate on Tefillah, concentrate on Nishmas, concentrate on davening into Kodesh Baruch Hu with a warmth and a love that you haven't had the rest of the year. Carries on the pasuk, Ma'at Tzori Ma'at Devash. What's Devash? Devash is, as we find, Pekudei Hashem Shorim Etzam Chelev, Mitzvah Hashem Borim Me'iras Naim, Yiras Hashem Tohir Medas Ad, and we say as well, that doing the mitzvahs and learning Torah is mesukim midvash, is sweet like honey. So the pasuk says as well, besides zimras, besides tefillah, take ma'at dvash, take a bit of dvash, take a bit of the mitzvahs and Torah learning. In other words, use the tshuva, change your ways, change the way you're learning Torah on Shabbos, change the way you're doing your mitzvahs on Shabbos, ma'at dvash. And finally, the pasuk says, the Kesef Mishnah, the Pasuk says, the Kesef Mishnah Kuchum B'yetchem, and take Tzedakah. In other words, in this last Shabbos, the last few days of the year, work on Torah, work on Amasim Tovim. As we know, Tshuva Utfilah Tzedakah. Beginning, as you said, it's the Mat Zimras Oris is the Tshuva, is the Tefillah. Mat Devash is you improving your Avodas Hashem, is Tshuva, and Kesed Mishnah and Tzedakah Truva Tfila Mavina Sraya Gzeira. Okay, so Netzavim is a parasha of Truva Lifnei Hashem. It's HaKadosh Baruch is Rachmim right now, Chalila, not to miss this opportunity and turn it into Elokeichem to Din. The carries on the Pasuk, Rosheichem, Shivteichem, Zikneichem, V'Shoitreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael. So this is a list of various different people who are standing in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rosheichem, Shivteichem. Rosheichem, Shivteichem, literally translated means, your heads, Shivteichem, your tribes. Says Rashi, Rosheichem Shivteichem means Rosheichem Le Shivteichem, the heads of your tribes. So there's a lamed missing. It's a lamed missing. Rosheichem Shivteichem, the heads of your tribes. Asks Rav Moshe Feinstein, it doesn't say Rosheichem Le Shivteichem. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu meant to say Rosheichem Le Shivteichem, he would have put the lamed there.
Or Rosh Shivteichem.
What's Roshechem Shivteichem? You should say you should say the Lamed there, or just Rosh Shivteichem. What's Roshechem? Say Rashi Roshechem Le Shivteichem. Why does it Taka say it that way if that's not what Kodesh Baruch Hu meant? So Rav Moshe says, of course it means Roshechem Le Shivteichem. Of course, within the Mashmois HaPosuk and the way the Posuk is read, it obviously means they're the heads of your tribes. But why did it say that the Lamed? Says Rav Moshe, the interesting thing is that a person is a balgaiva in everything besides ruchnius. In other words, a person is a balgaiva, how dare a person speak to me like that, who does he think he is? Yeah, a person is a balgaiva all the way through life. Besides in one level. When you tell a person, I expect from you to be a bigger tzaddik, I expect from you to be a bigger Yirei Shemayim, I expect for you to be a bigger Talmud Chacham, then he turns around and says, me? Do me a favour. Me? What do you expect from me? Who am I already? Oh my, come on. I'm a big tzaddik. I'm a big Yirei Shemayim. I have time to learn. Do me a favor. Says Rashi that it dafka doesn't say Roshechem Neshivteichem. It means Roshechem Neshivteichem. But says Rav Moshe, Roshechem, every single one of Klal Yisrael is a Roshechem, is a head. Every single one of Klal Yisrael has incredible potential. And don't try and hide behind your false anova saying, who am I? It's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you and says, I know exactly what you're capable of. I know exactly what your potential is. I know exactly what your challenges are. But every single one of Klal Yisrael, in their particular way, is a Roshechem, is a head. You are a head. Every single person has ability to become great in their own way. And therefore, don't try and hide behind Shuvah and say, listen, I'm coming to Rosh Hashanah. You know, the tzaddik, the Rosh Shiva there is crying, the Rav is crying, because he's a big guy. But who am I? Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't expect much from me. It's not true. It's Roshechem. Every single person has an incredible potential. And if he doesn't fulfill his potential, then he'll have to stand and give a good reason why he did not fulfill his potential. There's din v'cheshbon. The Gra says, din is what you have done. Cheshbon is what you could have done. That's din v'cheshbon. And that's Roshechem. It doesn't say Roshechem Neshivteichem because it's come to teach me that every single one is Roshechem. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, "Mi yitein v'hoyu kol ha'am Hashem Nevi'im." Who? Yeah, he said to Yeshua, "Why are you getting so upset?" All Klal Yisrael could be Nevi'im because that is a reality. Klal Yisrael have a koyach to reach tremendous greatness, and if one doesn't do so in one's own particular way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will expect from us to give din v'cheshbon for that. Now listen to this beautiful, beautiful vort. Ritzvi Hishverber says this is a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Hema Beis. A beautiful, beautiful vort. Yeah, many of you have heard this Gemara. The Gemara says that this. Tana Rabbana. Oni v'oshi v'rosha. In other words, the Osid Lavoi, when you come and give din v'cheshbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there will be three groups of people over there that will come to Rabbeinu Shleilam and try and get away with blue murder. There'll be an Oni, there'll be an Oshir, and a Rosha. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to them, why were you not Oisik Batayr? They'll say to each one of those three people, the wealthy man, the poor man, and the Rosha, why were you not Oisik Batayr? Why did you not fulfill the Torah correctly? So the Gemara will say, me? What do you expect from me? The Oni will say, how do you expect me to learn? So the Gemara says, Hillel Yechiach. The Tana Hillel, as you know the story, Hillel was so poor he didn't have enough money even to pay the watchman to go into the base of Medrash, and he climbed up on the roof and he almost froze to death. Hillel was so poor, he was a woodchopper, and he was able to become a god Lador. Don't give me this story. Don't give me the story, you're too poor. Hillel, yeah, let's show you what Hillel could do. The Gemara says, Oshir, the wealthy man will say, what do you expect from me? in a world of wealth, there's incredible taiva. There's incredible, you're going around the world in business. There's trials that a wealthy person has with his ability to buy anything and mixing with people and that kind of money. Now, what do you expect from me? To keep the Torah? What do you want from me? So the Gemara says, Reb Lezer ben Charsim will show him that you're wrong. He was a Kohen Gadol for 11 years, and he had incredible wealth, the Gemara says. And you'll see from him that he was such a great person, he was able to survive. The Rosha said, listen to me, I had a tremendous Yetzirah, had tremendous Nisyonos. What do you want from me? The Gemara says, Yosef had Tzadik, who was in Mitzrayim, who had these huge Nisyonos, huge tests, away from everybody, and he was able to overcome that. That is going to be something that he will not be able to get away from. The Gemara carries on. The Gemara says, Nimtza, says the Gemara carries on, you'll find, Hillel Mechayv Aniyim, Hillel therefore obligates Aniyim, he brings Aniyim to the forefront, they should be punished, Rebelozah Ashirim, and Yosef Esarishoim. Ask of Feber, why is this Nimtza, why does Gemara have to end off with this, and therefore you find that Hillel, you know, is the one who's going to obligate punishment and going to bring down punishment for the Aniyim, and Blaza for the Ashirim and Yosef for the Rishayim. We've already just said that early on in the Gemara. What's the idea behind this? This is so profound. This is amazing. Today, you're going to come along and you're going to say to an Oni, a person who is struggling on a day-to-day basis. He's going from job to job. He's trying to finance a family. He's living in a society where a huge amount of money is expected from him to live in a normal life, and he is supposed to, after a hard, busy, strenuous day's work, supposed to go to the Beis Medrash, right? And he's going to come up to Shemayim, and Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to say to him, why didn't you learn? So Rebbeinu Shlomo, greatest of respect me. You put me in a position of being an Oni. You could have helped me. You didn't. So it's your choice. You may be an Oni. I had to work, I had to schlep, I had to drive, I had to get to work, I had to get the pkak, I had to park my car until I've got my job, I got minimum wage, I came home. What do you want from me? So Coach Borch is going to say, what about Hillel? Hillel managed. Rebbeinu Shlomo, do me a favour, Hillel. Hillel was a tanner in the generations of Tanoim. Do me a favour, he was a great man. Hillel was a person who had tremendous cheshek b'toyer. You're comparing Hillel to me? We're living in a different world, different generation. What are you doing? I'm going to be challenged by Hillel. Fine. You're going to get an Oshir, a wealthy man. Wealthy man comes from Rebbeinu Shlomo. Do you know what it means to be an Oshir today? You've got emails. You have text messages. If you don't have the finger on the pulse on the stock markets at any given time, you can lose everything. You have to quickly day traders, backwards, forwards. You have to be totally absorbed in your business, otherwise lose everything. You put me in the position of being wealthy, and I'm trying to do the best I can, and how do you explain me today? Rabbi Yishlom says, what are you talking about? Blazer ben Chasya. Rabbi Yishlom, with great self-respect, you're talking about almost 2,000 years ago, a Kohen Gadol, yeah, a Tzadik Hadoyer. I'm supposed to be learning from him. Come on. Yeah? A Rosha. Today, a Rosha. Today's generation is a generation where the tests are far greater than they were a couple of generations back, or even the last generation, with the internet and with the world of media. It's such an incredible nesoyin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to you, what are you doing? How can you behave like this? So he said, listen, terrible nesoyinus. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik managed. Come on. He's one of Shiftikah, the Shvatim of the sons of Yaakov Avinu. And he want me to compare to Yosef HaTzadik. Says the Torah, Nimtzah. So the Gemara Nimtza means every generation HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find Nimtza. He will find in that generation somebody who will suit your profile and managed. He'll find a Hillel in that generation. He'll find a poor person who had a similar background to you and the similar challenges that you have, and he managed, yes, to learn. You'll have a wealthy man who in the same position you and yes, managed to learn. You'll have a person with the same challenges and thrown around from place to place like a rush, and he did manage to come out of it. Nimsa means in every generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show you what you're capable of. I know from my Rosh Hashiva, Zeichet Tzadi V'Kodesh Yivracha, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. Rav Nosson Tzvi was Mechayev people who are ill. Now nobody can ever judge anybody, but I remember Rav Nosson Tzvi, we were walking him once to the yeshiva, Rabbi Yisai. We were walking once to the yeshiva, he's on way to give a shir klali. And if you watched him walk, he had terrible, terrible Parkinson's, and he refused to take medication because it would affect his mind. And he'd make grotesque movements, his feet would go all over, you can't imagine. And one time on the way to yeshiva, he fell flat on his face. He fell flat on his face, he smashed his face into the pavement. And we took him back home, and we patched him up. And we thought that was it for the day. No! He said, take me back to the yeshiva, I need to give shir klali, I need to speak to the yeshiva. How can a person possibly say, that, you know, I'm not feeling too good, I can't learn today? Rav Nosson Tzvi will mechayev anybody who doesn't push themselves in order to learn. He'd travel all the way back from America, and he'd be shattered, and he'd be lying flat out. I remember, I once came to his home, and Rav Nosson Tzvi had a terrible, terrible attack earlier, and he was feeling very, 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 very weak. You cannot imagine, he couldn't even open his eyes. So he was lying flat out, and he says to me, bring a katzois. Bring a katzois. So I said, Rosh Shiva's going to learn katzois now? He says, no, what I'm going to do is, you're going to read out the katzois, and I'm going to listen. Yiddish expression, liggen and lernen, lying and learning. He says, ich werd liggen, I'm going to be lying, you're going to be learning, and together be liggen and learning. So together we're lying and learning. And I was reading it out to him, and every now and then he'd make a comment and he'd carry on. There's no excuses. How does a person stand up and say, I had a headache, I couldn't come to yeshiva? My baby kept me up at night. I didn't feel up to learning. Rav Nosson Tzvi will mechayev people like that. And this is our obligations. Our obligation is as much, says Feber, but what does it mean? The Pasuk says, Michoitei veitzecha choiv mimecha. Since when is a career choice an excuse not to be able to do avodas Hashem? Yeah, this guy's a wood chopper, this guy's a water schlepper. Well, who cares what you are? Who cares what career choice you had, even from this person to that person? Of course, everyone's going to keep the Torah. We had Tanoim, who were Yochanan Hasandler, he was a shoemaker. So what difference does it make? You know, even the shoemaker, what, some kind of elitist group that we don't expect people who are shoemakers or water carriers or wood choppers to be keeping the Torah. The Torah is, these people have excuses because generally they're poor. And the Torah says, no excuse. No excuse. You're going to find the Hillel in that generation that will show you up that with all that he's going through, he managed to learn in the same way. And he managed to grow. That's what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk is telling us there's no excuses. He can't hide behind anybody. There'll be somebody in your generation in exactly the same position as you who will show you that you were capable of doing it, and therefore why weren't you Rosh Eichem? Why didn't you fulfill your potential? The Chasam Sofer brings a Medrash. The Chasam Sofer brings a Medrash in Vayikra Lamed, Pasuk Zayin. He says at this, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Hagdoilim Misanim. It's brought on Erev Rosh Hashanah as a minhag for the Gdoilim to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Adkan Divrei HaMedrash. Medrash says that the Gdoilim, the big people, are supposed to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the Magen Avraham, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Katan Tes, have a look over there. He said, if so, why is it that the Hamoin Am, the regular people on the street, fast today? The Gemara says over there, the Medrash says, Hagdoilim Isanim. We're not Gedoilim. In fact, there's a concept of it's also for a person to be called, if it's something for Gedoilim, for great people to do, it is forbidden for us to pretend to be great. Gemara says it's very strong lashon, it's very strong language against a person who wears clothing of a Talmud Chacham and isn't a Talmud Chacham. And if so, if the Medrash says Gedoilim Isanim, for the regular person on the street who's not a Gadol to fast, well, right, you have to do that. So ask the Magen Avraham. Look over there what he answers. Says the Chasam Sofer, if you look in the beginning of the Pesukim and how the Pesukim continue, the answer is in these Pesukim. Atem nitzom hayoim kulchem. Hayoim, today, in a time of we had Moshe Rabbeinu, where we had Nevi'im, where we had the Rabbein Shleinu, when you had clarity in the Dor Deo, that was very clearly defined who we were. There were Rosh Eichem, there is Rashechem of Shetechem, okay? There was Iknechem, there was Shoitrechem, the elders, the police, Kalish Israel, Tapchem, Meshechem. We had people that were very clearly defined in different subcategories. Very clear. But says Apostle, this is not something that only happened at that time. This is not something that only happened one time in history, like where Kodesh Baruch Hu sees the world in that way. And Netzavim Hayoim Kulchim, our Kodesh Baruch Hu brings everyone together and values each one the way they are. No, it happens to every generation. And he carries on and he says, what happens is today. Sorry, second. Penyesh Bechem Shurish Poy Rosh Lano. Today, unfortunately, we have a generation where Yetzirah has crept in. And there's Yetzirah. And therefore, yeah, Pasuk Yudzayin. Penyesh Bechem Shurish Poy Rosh Lano. And there is a Yetzirah that unfortunately has taken great people who we see as being great and have switched them around to become, unfortunately, not so great. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forgive them. But the carries on, the Pasuk says, Hanistoris Lashem Alekeinu. Hanistoris Lashem Alekeinu. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows today the Nistoris. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to identify today who the real people are. It's not the people who we think are big because sometimes they aren't so big. And those people who don't think are so great are really great. Hanistoris Hashem Alekeinu. Hanistoris to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vahaniglois. But what we see today, what are we supposed to do? That we only see Nigla, we only see things that are revealed. Then what are we supposed to do? We're not able to see the Nistoris. What should we do today? Vahaniglois. Those people only see Niglois. What do we have to do? Lonu Ulvanenu. Us and our children, even the little ones above us, amongst us. Lasseis is called Kol Divrei HaTorah HaZoyis. Have got to fulfill everything, even those things that until now have been considered only for the great people. Because today, we don't know who really is great. Now, that Chas V'Shalom does not mean that one should take down Chalila, the respect we have for Gedolei Olam. Gedolei Olam or Gedolei Olam. I'm talking about the regular person on the street has no right to say, who am I? Who knows? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who this person really is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what Nisyonus he goes through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how many rungs he's climbed on the ladder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. And therefore today, says the Chasam Sofer, we are all considered perhaps Gedolim. And therefore, you're right, the Medrash is right, it says Gedolim is Anin. But do we really know who a Godel is? Do we really know whose Twitter is going to be listened to more than anybody else? And therefore we all fast, because we never know. We may be the Godel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for, that Twitter should be answered. So we have an obligation to be Rasheichem. We have an opportunity to become Rasheichem. And perhaps we really are the Rasheichem. Maybe in a Kodesh Baruch, maybe the Nisyonus that we have, although on the way that society look at us, we haven't made it to be the God Lador. We haven't made it to be the biggest Talmud Chacham. But within ourselves, we have pushed ourselves to become those people that Kodesh Baruch are looking to and values us as a Gedolim. Who knows? And therefore, we are the Gedolim that we are entitled to perhaps be part of to get involved in this. That is the obligation of tshuva. That is, as we discussed, the idea that things have unfortunately unraveled to the extent that we don't really know where we really are. But this, the parasha gives us a very beautiful understanding of how to do tshuva. Now, you need a chumashim over here. Look in Perek Lamed. I've seen and looked around many of the Mefarshim all ask this question, and this, Rabbeisai, is Hilchus Tshuva. Beautiful explanation. Perek Lamed Pasuk Aleph. V'hoyu ki yavoyu elecho kol advarim ha'ele. And I'll come to you all these things, habracha v'aklala, blessing and curses, ashe nasati lefnecho agib in front of you, and you'll return your heart where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you to there. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a time when there's bracha, and there's a time when it won't be bracha, the time when there will be klala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you to the golos. And in golos, you'll return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here, Rabbi, so we see very clearly It says, "Vahashivoyse al bavachol, you'll return to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Veshavto ad Hashem lekach, you'll do tshuva." Yeah. So here's the first signs of tshuva, that you go into Golus and you'll do tshuva. And the pasuk carries on, and you listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu, carries on next, and it carries on the pasuk. Later on, v'nasan Hashem lekach, es kolo olay pasuk zayin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give all these curses aloivecho on your enemies, va'al sinecha asher v'fucho, va'ato soshuvu shmata b'kol Hashem, and you will do tshuva. You've done tshuva. What is this second tshuva? And you'll do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you go into Golus, and you'll do tshuva. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the curses on the enemies, va'soshuvu shmata b'kol Hashem, and you'll do tshuva again. What's this double, again, the lashon of your return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You've done tshuva already. Carries on the pasuk. Va'yisir HaShem l'kecho ma'asi yedecho, etc., etc. And the pasuk says in pasuk Yud, "Ki sishma b'kol Hashem alekechu." You listen to the voice of Kodesh Baruch Hu, to follow in His mitzvahs. Ki soshuv el Hashem alekechu, because of return to Hashem alekechu. What are the three times the parasha is talking about doing tshuva? Ki soshuv, ki soshuv. So, what are the three times that Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us doing tshuva? What's going on over here? You done tshuva. So, what's again? You do tshuva, and again you do tshuva. What's the day behind this? Says Reb Feber like this, and this is so in pshat, it's beautiful. He says like this. He said it's brought down in Shara Tshuva that one of the derachim of Tshuva brings from domestic Eliezer. It's pshat from domestic Eliezer. He says like this. So one of the derachim from domestic Eliezer, the Baal domestic Eliezer, he says one of the dargos of Tshuva is, which is at the lowest form of Tshuva, is as Dovra Melech says, tzar li mo'id. I have a lot of pain. Niflano b'yad Hashem ki rab rachamov. That I've been through a lot of pain, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu has racham on me. Yeah? And the chiddush is over there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person soros. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a person suffer for his averus. And a person is so beaten, a person is so in despair, he comes back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Of course. No, Yiftoch said, why do you come to me now when things are difficult? You should have come to me when things are good. To come to back to Rebbein Shleilam when we're broken and we've been punished, and to do tshuva is not such a chokhmah. It's not so great. The chiddush is that Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts our tshuva even in times where we have been beaten and punished, and Kodesh Baruch Hu still accepts us back. Yitzhak Blazer says, what's pshat atashichein le'ezikno? Don't send us away when we are in our times of when we're older. We don't have koyach al tazvenu. Why should Kodesh Baruch Hu send us away just because we're weak? So Yitzhak Blazer says that this is compared to a man who deserted from the army. A soldier deserted from the army. And he ran away from the army. And after many, 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 many years, they managed to track him down. And he's ready now, 60 years old. And he finally gets caught and he gets taken to the court martial. And now, he used to be a big, tough, burly fellow. Now he's got heart disease and now he's got rheumatism and arthritis, you name it, he doesn't have it. And he comes along and he says, "Okay, King, I'm very sorry, you know, take me back to the army now." We don't want you in the army right now. Shkoyach, now you come back. We don't want you, forget it. If though, the person wants to come back, the soldier wants to come back when he's still feeling strong and he's still in his element of youth, then take me back to the army. That's a tshuva. We say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbein Shleilam, right now, Nebuch, we don't have koyach. We don't have koyach. We've been so pushed down by chet. We've been so punished. We have nothing. Lev nishba v'nitke. We've been broken. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu says, even lev nishba v'nitke. Yeah? Toshav enoshai dako. A person is pushed around, but toimah shuvah b'nod, and he can still come back. So therefore we say to Rebbein Shleilam, if we're not in the position now of being with our strength, because we've been so punished, we feel so weak about what's going on, still, don't leave us even though we don't have strength. This is a lowest level of tshuva, where a person is punished, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken him now and pushed all the koichas out of him, and he doesn't have much koichas left to do the avera. In fact, the avera has run away from him, he hasn't run away from the avera. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him tshuva. That's the first level. The second level is where a person himself wasn't punished. He himself wasn't punished. But he looks around and he sees people doing the same things as him, suffering, and he knows it's only a matter of time until he'll also suffer. And he comes and does tshuva, not because he himself directly got punished, but he sees the surroundings around him and he sees the koyach hadin that is evident around him, and he says, Adkan, I have no way, I'm going to continue my ways, it's only a matter of time, I'm going to do tshuva. That's the second level of tshuva. There's a story from Reb Shaul Porush from Slobodka, one of the Balamusim from Slobodka. He said, as a true story, he remembers as a young boy, he says, there was once a visitor came to town, and he says, he is the Broder Moichiach. He is the man from Brod. Brod was a village in Litta. And he is a Moichiach. He's the one who gives Musa. He's the one who gives Musa from Brod. The Broder Moichiach. Yeah? So in Slabodka, you find somebody who's a Bal Musa, you chap him. So they advertise in shuls, the Broder Moichiach has come to town. Everyone should come listen to the Moichiach from Brod. And everyone comes, the women's galleries full, the men, the women, and this person doesn't turn up. So try and find him, and he's sitting in his hotel room, and he says, why didn't you come and speak? I thought you were Mechiach from Brod. He said, I'm not a darshaner, I'm not a person who gives droshes. He said, but you just said you're the Mechiach from Brod. He says, no, I don't have to give droshes. If anyone knew what happened to me, I used to be the wealthiest man in town, and I was corrupt, and I abused people, and I abused my family and people around me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it all away, and I'm penniless, and I walk around from place to place. People in my town who saw how terrible I was punished for what I did learned Musa from me and changed their ways. I am the Mechiach from Brod. Therefore, the second level of Teichacha, the second level of Tshuva, is Posh looking around you and seeing if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can destroy nations, can destroy people, Rishoyim around one. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kol Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Ra'oi to be feared, and therefore we have to, by every way, change our ways. The third level, which is the even better level of tshuva, is not by seeing the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but on the contrary, seeing the rachmiv of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has poured upon us so much bracha. How can we possibly go against Rabbeinu Shalom? How can we possibly do something that upsets Kaviyochel the Rabbeinu Shleilam? That's the third level of tshuva, and that is all within this parasha. The first parasha, if you look in Perik Lamed Pasuk Aleph, for Hoyo Kiviyovo Yalech Kol Advarim Eile Habrocha VaKlala, you get the Klala Hashem Nesati Lefnecha VaHashivayis Avechem Kol Agoyim Hashidicha Hashem Lekecha Shama, and HaKadosh Baruch has put you into Golos. That is when a person suffers himself. That is the third level of tshuva, the lowest level of tshuva, where a person is suffering himself. V'shapta ad Hashem lekecha, where a person does tshuva. And the chiddush is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the V'shav Hashem lekecha shvoschav rachmecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take back this person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring him back, even though he, Lemaisa, has such little taivanah for the aveir because he's been so broken. That is the lowest level of tshuva. The next case of tshuva is Pasuk Zayin. You yourself aren't being punished. The people around you, your enemies, are being punished. This is a new level of tshuva, that you won't do tshuva from being punished yourself, but seeing other people punished. That's the second level of atososhu. That's when you'll come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah? That's the second level. And it says a pasuk, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you. End of this second level. The third level is, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu will delight in you with your tshuva. When? When you listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu, lishmor mitzvoisov, v'chukosov, haksuvu b'seifa Torah zeh, kisoshu v'lashem l'kach v'chol v'vodcho v'chol nafshecho, when you turn with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your enthusiasm, with all your simcha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this extra level of love to you, kisoshus alech l'toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you this tremendous simcha, doesn't say with the other cases. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you back. So if our Veda now before Rosh Hashanah is of course learning by the Yisurim, of course standing there and crying during the Sana Toikov when you hear Mi Yichyeh Mi Yomus, and thinking back in the year of those people who suffered, and whether one suffered oneself, of course one should do tshuva. If one suffered hearing other people suffer, terrible things happened this year, that's another level of tshuva. But even more than that, stand on Rosh Hashanah night, Shechiyonu V'kimonu V'giyonu L'zman Hazeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us to the position that we have done such wonderful, wonderful things this year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us so much. How can we possibly give Him back with our avayos? How can we possibly behave in a way that is in any way so kofi toiv? That is the three levels of tshuva. And I just want to finish off with one very, very sharp word from the Meshech Chochmah. The Meshech Chochmah says in Perek Chotes, it talks about Klal Yisrael seeing what they saw in Mitzrayim. V'tira shukut seyahem eskudu lehem eitz v'evin kesev zav. You see all the terrible things of they did in Mitzrayim. Penyesh b'chem ishay isha. Perhaps there'll be somebody amongst you, yeah, that will move today. Poina Hayoim will separate himself today. Yeah. Me'im Hashem alakin leches lava is the kea goyim hoheim, that will serve the goyim. Penyesh b'chem shayrish poy rosh v'lano. They'll become, have the deep yetzahara. For hoya b'shama is divra olav zois. Listen to this. And perhaps when he'll hear, it's divra olav zois, the curses of last week's parasha. V'hisparech b'lvavoy, and he will himself bless his heart, Lema, saying, Sholim Yile, I'll be fine. Ki b'shuris libi le'elech, I'll go my merry ways. Laman s'fois harova is atzmeo, to be translated. Laman s'fois harova is atzmeo. But adding the water upon the thirsty. Ask the Meshech Chochmah, what is this guy crazy? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees this. Yeah, I'll be fine. Why should you be fine? No, today everything's protects you. What special protection do you have? Why should a person think that Sholem Yili, I'll be fine, keep a shira sibi elech, I'll carry my merry ways? Why should you think that? Dealing with the Meshuggah here, Otobus Shuftana Askinom, we're dealing with the Meshuggahim. The Gemara says you don't deal with crazy people. That's not the Torah. The Torah is not for crazy people. The Torah is for people who are sensible and who may have a Yetzirah. We're not dealing with crazy people. This is craziness. You can think you can get away with it. You can't. What's a Havamina here? It says the Meshech Chochmah like this. He says, as a remez, the Chazal say, "V'sa'atim min haderech leleches la'avod elokim acherim." Once a person deviates from the way, then a person has a risk of serving avodah zarah. The smallest deviation from the Derech HaTorah is the first big step towards Avodah Zarah. What's Pshat? What does that mean? So he says that this. He said that people who say, now listen to this, this is so profound. It says a Meshech Chochmah. It's probably one of the most famous Meshech Chochmahs. It says that this. The people who say, Shkoyach, living in a frum neighborhood, living amongst frum people, going to shul, going to daven, going to yeshiva, learning in kodal, living in a frum environment. Of course you don't do aveiros. Was that a chochmah? Of course you don't. Of course you don't. You have no nisyonos. How big are your nisyonos? How tough is your life? What challenges do you have? Where's the big challenges? The challenges to live in the real world, quote unquote. To go out to where there's real challenges. And to show that even in that environment, even with all those challenges, I'm able to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's greatness. That is greatness. That is showing that I'm able to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu in that kind of environment. That is what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. That's Peshat over here, says Apostle. V'hoyo b'shomis dibri hola azois. When you hear all these curses, in other words, all the unshim one gets, and on the contrary, the ideas of what schar you'll get by doing mitzvahs, v'sporach b'levavoy, and he'll say it in his heart, Lemo shalom yeli, I am looking for shlemus, I am looking for proper greatness. How do I find real greatness? How do I find shalom yeli? How do I find real greatness? How do I work on above, over and above what my friends are doing? Shalom yeli, ki b'shvirus libi eilech, shvirus sharir, a muscle. Shrirus libi eilech, I will go with the muscles of my heart. I will work with working on my Yetzirah in a way that really challenges my Yetzirah. I'll really flex my muscle of the Yetzirah, put myself in difficult, challenging situations, and work myself out through that. Leman's voice robes at smeo, adding water upon the thirsty, to make myself in a situation of real nesyonos, and that is what Rabbi Yisroel wants from me. Says a pasuk, sheke sheke sheke. Says a pasuk, lo yoyva Hashem sloyach loy ki oz yeshan af Hashem mikanos beishahu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not want that. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not want to bring a person to an nesoyin. It's also for a person to bring himself to an nesoyin. Don't put yourself in that position. Don't put yourself in the chance that chalila, if you go in this way, you're going to be able to overcome it, because perhaps you won't, and you'll be punished for putting yourself in that position as well. I don't remember who it was. One of the apikoros who went to one of the gedolei olam, I forgot who it was. I think Alpin Slabodka. And he said to him, what's a chochma being in Slabodka in the yeshiva? What's a chochma? Yeah, you come up to my world in universities, surrounded by all the kfira, to be great there, that's something. So Alta said to him, I think it was Alta said to him, who's looking for chochmas? Who's trying to be clever? We're not looking for chochmas. We're looking to fulfill our own potential, to put around us barriers that chalila we don't have this thirst. They don't have this taiva. This is this week's parasha. This is Atin Netzav Mahayom. We're standing, as we mentioned, Atin Netzav Mahayom is Erev Slichus, where Hashem is still Midas HaRachamim. But if you don't do tshuva, it's Alekeichem, it's Midas HaDin. Where we all are Rasheichem, we can't behind another saying, who are we? No. We all of us have potential. Even those people that have challenges, that are Shevi, as the Pasuk says, even people are Shevi Mechel, those people who are poor. Don't think that's an excuse. Don't think that person has a good reason to say, come up to a Kodesh Baruch and say, listen, Rosh Hashanah, how can you blame me? The people in the same position, you're doing very, very well. Nimtzo. You'll find somebody in your neighborhood, in your life, that is doing much better than you with the same challenges. And that is not something we can hide behind. On the other hand, as the Chasam Sofer says, Gedolim do tshuva. Gedolim fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why do we all do tshuva? Because we don't know what challenges we have been able to face up to. What we are able to fight. How we have been able to become great. And we could be the Gedolim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. And that's for the continuation we also discussed of the various different levels of tshuva, of seeing within one's own life how one has suffered by not doing the right thing, looking around us how other people have suffered, or the best way of doing tshuva is appreciating the life of Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us, to make boundaries, to make sure that Ezra Hashem, we do have the real tshuva, and we are able to come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Ezra Hashem, healthy in a way that Kodesh Baruch Hu will only want to give us a ksiva v'chasima tova. Amen.